Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Somebody should do that movie only, called 4 O'Clock High, where everything was the same, but they just get out of school later. Driving across the lawn, trying to get a hand, throwing a flower to a home band.
Buck-tacular.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the TagCast podcast. It's Friday, and we are listening to the Flower Traveling Band. Thanks to our guest Wednesday, Jim Louder, for letting us know about this band doing a Black Sabbath cover.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that those notes sound like the same notes from the song.
I tried to find some original material, but it was all not available on a mobile device.
That's cool.
So whatever.
Check them out.
But yeah. And now it completely stopped for a second.
Spectacular.
That must be YouTube.
It's Jay-Z remix.
That's right. Thanks for listening. My name is Terry Guile, and this is the TagCast podcast. Oh, okay. These guys are Japanese. Oh, he's Gatch.
Just in Japanese?
These guys are Japanese. And this is from 1972.
What?
Yeah. They're an old school band. The band that, or the record that Jim got said he was from 71, I believe.
So
he doesn't sound Japanese.
These guys doing this song in 1972, that'd be like a band today doing Theory of a Dead Man's Play.
Yeah, or Poker Face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess a lot of bands did covers way sooner back in the day, it seems like to me. Like a band would do a cover that just... Excuse me, I'm talking, sir. Jesus. Bands would do a cover like 6 months after it came out and then score like a bigger hit with it than the band that just released it. It was weird. It was wacky. It was weird, wacky, wild stuff.
Yeah. That note reminded me of, I've been listening to SickDaddyRadio.com and there's a couple Insanity tracks on there. Do you know those guys?
Yeah, the locals Insanity.
Yeah.
Oregon based, yeah. Jason Moser.
Who was singing on that?
Jason Moser.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's got some whales.
Oh, yeah.
He does. The songs are Pain, Rest in Pain.
Rest in Pain. That was one of their hits, for sure.
Dude, it is a hit, man. That's some catchy stuff.
Yeah.
And another catchy one, not quite as...
Was it the Power Ballad one?
Yeah, it was.
Sound like Metallica.
Here Today, Gone Forever.
Yeah.
For
sure.
Good stuff, though.
Yeah.
I like it. I crank them up.
Carl Richland on the drums there that changed his name to Carl Malone. Which is just weird because he was white. He did play basketball, but...
Did he?
Carl did,
Was he a Mormon like the other Carl Malone?
No, and he was white, and that was weird. Alan Schell on the guitar, and then, of course, Ron Ferris from Victims of Internal Decay.
Was he known for throwing elbows down the court, though? That's what Carl Malone, the basketball player, was known for.
I think he was known for throwing elbows behind the drum kit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's like... like that crazy drummer on the wrong gigs.
Yeah.
This drummer's at the wrong gig.
Oh,
so,
that's
yeah.
interesting. I didn't know it was Jason Moser on the vocals. I was trying to figure it out because I was like...
Is that Ron singing?
Yeah. Now, one time I thought it was Dane because I thought he said, it's Dane. But I think he said, insane.
Yeah. Dane wasn't part of that group, but they might have been singing about him.
Yeah. Well, there's some good stuff there. Did you get a chance to check out that beer bong track?
I didn't even get to listen to any of that CD yet, but I'm going. I probably will tonight when I get home. But yeah, Atrophy, and I got to tell my buddy Dave Forsythe because apparently that's him on lead vocals. Is what Lance told me. Dave,
what's that
on the beer bong song?
Really?
Yeah, Dave Forsythe lead vocals.
Huh.
Did you listen to it?
Oh, I listened to it a few times.
Now, the next time you listen to it, just picture it being Dave Forsythe singing.
All right, I will.
All right, so yeah, it's Friday. It's not as nice as it was.
There's some
ink
written on there, too.
Nice. Yeah.
Flower power.
Ooh, I'm trying to remember what song that sounds like at the beginning. Hans had some poppy bubblegum metal riffs. There's such a
thing. Breaking out the bubblegum angst.
That's right. Bubblegum ridden. So yeah, if you have a chance and you're into old school, like doomy rock from Japan, check out the Flower Traveling Band.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty decent stuff. I'm going to get rid of it, though, so we can talk amongst ourselves.
Hey, yeah.
I'll give you a subject.
All right.
Envelopes. Why do the stick'em taste so bad when you lick it?
I just prefer to tape them or buy the self-sealing ones now, but I don't know why they taste so bad, because it's a cheap glue, because you tend to buy those envelopes, they're like $100 for a dollar.
Cool. Well,
actually, that's, if you could find fucking envelopes that cheap anymore, I don't know.
Killed George Costanza's wife.
It did. Susan.
I'm thinking about revisiting.
Wife.
I haven't watched Seinfeld in probably a year or more, and I got the whole 9 seasons on DVD.
Oh, wow.
I used to watch them. Like I was reading the Bible.
I challenge you to watch all 9 seasons in a row.
Oh, man, dude.
That'd be, what, about 7 hours each? You're looking over 63 hours. You better put aside 3 days. But take a bong hit any
every time. Kramer slides through the door.
Kramer slides through the door. Or Newman.
That would be way less and way easier. But they have a counter. Like there's a thing you can put up instead of a closed caption that's just like useless tidbits of facts. Like this scene was filmed here. This actress was in this show.
Uh-huh.
And then every time Kramer slides through the door, it'll say Kramer entrance number 14. Or in season 9, it's like Kramer entrance number 352.
Oh, really?
So it was up in the hundreds, yeah, when he'd slide.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Yeah. How many episodes did they have? Probably 23 times 9, about 200?
200, yeah. The Office is going to end on their 200th episode coming up.
Jesus.
Did you watch that last week? What'd you think?
I'm mixed on it.
Yeah. They're trying to really, seems like they're really trying hard to wrap it all up. To tie it all together.
Man, they're,
I thought it was kind of funny how Andy was trying to quit his job to become an actor and the whole David
Wallace
thing.
There was some funny storyline bits into it.
And Angela just tore up.
With that last part of the song, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, but it kind of did, like, kind of ring home, you know? It is coming to an end. And, you know, I mean, I get just as much thrill off of watching old episodes.
Yeah.
You know,
sure. There was a rumor that they were going to have Michael Scott on the last episode, but he dispelled that. But I think that Ryan and his dark girlfriend, what was her name?
Oh,
Mindy.
Yeah.
That's not her name in real, or on The Office, but I can't remember her name. Can you?
Mork
and Mindy, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, that one guy's one of the writers for a long time. And
B.J. Novak.
Yeah, and
they had a big parade in Scranton just last week.
I think he worked a lot with Scott Aukerman.
Really?
Back in the day before they kind of...
Broke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool and funny because The Office is not filmed anywhere, and it's all filmed in L.A. The only thing that's filmed is the intro, and that was filmed, like, before the season ever pilot episode came out. And so all the Scranton residents were pretty stoked that the whole cast of The Office came and did a parade in their town last week.
That's cool.
And there was people came from as far as Florida and stuff, you know, just to see their favorite Office people. And they did like a half mile walk down the street.
What happened? There was turmoil. The whole plot line like 2 episodes ago was turmoil with Pam and
Jim, yeah.
They're all in counseling.
And
now all of a sudden
it's
gone.
Well, because they got better. Remember they were talking about how they have to say, you know, I really appreciate you looking at my feelings in that way. And
yeah, but then
it got a little condescending. It's like they were getting mad at each other and like using those. And then
all of a sudden, oh, everything's all better.
I really took time off work.
And she's
all, yeah, things like this morning.
Well,
it's like, Beasley, what... Stop it.
I know, and then it's all like, Well, that storyline's wrapped up. Let's rip and wrap them all the other ones up.
Yeah, got to try to decide where everybody's going to go and who's going where.
You know, and then Jim and Dwight, like.
Now, Dwight, they get along now. And
I know, they got a mutual high respect for each other.
Yeah, because Dwight's now the regional manager.
And Jim, you know, he's like, that's a good idea, put him in there.
They hugged.
Yeah.
It's getting a little heartfelt.
It is, and I don't know, man.
That's why I was glad when Seinfeld wrapped it up. They wrapped it up. It was kind of a shitty episode, the very last episode, but they went to jail. It was so cool. It wasn't funny. Like a happy ending at all. And this just seems like they're leading to everybody going their own way. Andy will probably become a reality TV star. Aaron and that new kid will probably get married. And Jim and Pam will move to St. Louis and have a spinoff. Called Sports Now or whatever they're playing at, whatever their sports.
You know, with the popular trend of like Netflix and even Amazon now, I don't know if you've checked out any of those shows that they're showing pilots to. But
I haven't. I need to, though. I saw your reviews. You said four were crap, four were decent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the comedy. There's some kids ones, too. I don't know if you want to check those out with Jaden.
Yeah.
With the popular thing is to have these online streaming companies produce shows and put money behind them. I wonder if they will, how many of those characters might get spinoffs out of that.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Let's see, you got the Beet Farm, right? Dwight already threw his out there.
And it failed.
Yeah, you got Andy with his crazy career of what could be goofy. But what I liked about the episode, which I thought was probably one of the funnier parts, is he's like, I'm going to make it. And then it goes to a commercial for The Hangover.
Yeah. Yeah. I noticed that. Yeah, and he's in this big movie.
Yeah. And so I thought that was kind of funny. And so
it could have been a coincidence or a total, like, planned tie-in.
And they got the Mindy Project. I've never watched it to, like, gauge whether that's funny. She wasn't really ever she was always kind of a soulless character to me that.
Yeah, I kind of paid attention, though. She started writing some episodes. She wrote some full episodes, and they actually, like, when I'd see that written by Mindy Kaling, I'm like, well, let me pay attention to this episode and see if it holds up without the person who I'm usually used to writing the episode. But she seems decent.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't think that that's a character in my wheelhouse to enjoy. But I guess, you know, what about Kevin? What would his spinoff be?
Scrantonicity, his police cover band. He was like, we got the band together, and now Andy got us a reality TV show.
Yeah. What about Meredith?
I don't know what she's going to do. It almost seemed like I know he's just doing it to help her out, but it seems like Oscar and Angela, like, who knows?
That would be weird, huh?
If he jumped the fence and then she...
Yeah, and they were both with, like, the same guy.
Oh, no, I meant if they got together themselves.
Yeah, but having been with the same guy.
Yeah. But, of course, she said on the end of the last episode she's in love with Dwight.
Yeah.
So they'll probably, I don't know. Speaking of the Beet Farm show, you know, I was looking at this thing that says, like, the top 50 comics to watch this year, which I figure I haven't mentioned him in two or three episodes. Ron Funches was on that list. Mm-hmm. But the guy who played he was on Breaking Bad. He was one of the goofball friends of Jesse's on Breaking Bad, and he was on The Office as one of the Amish.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He does some voices for some cartoons and stuff. I didn't know he was a stand-up, and he's actually, of course, most actors are, or that's what they do as well. But he's apparently got some new show coming out, too, and he's supposed to be one of the top 50 comics to watch this year. So
he's pretty funny.
I mean, he was really counting on that show, though, too, and they didn't take it. So,
oh,
The Farm.
Oh, The Farm.
Yeah, he was gonna have a major role in that, like be Dwight's sidekick or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm kind of glad to see it go because I like wait for The Office and then they go like 4 weeks without an episode and then
so
I forget.
Annoying.
And I miss probably three or four episodes and I know that I don't really care about it that much because it doesn't bother me that I miss those episodes. I'll probably go back and watch them. But yeah, I started watching some season six and this has been so long since I've watched them. It's funny again.
Yeah.
Like the ones with Will Ferrell when Michael was going out.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Christmas episodes are usually fun.
Kind of glad to see it go. I'll have to find something else to watch now.
Like
that show that we couldn't remember the name of because it kept saying it was hollow.
Well, we remembered it eventually, though.
Well, you looked it
but
up.
But it wasn't Hollows. You looked it up. It was Harlem.
Grove. Oak. Something.
Hemlock Grove.
Yeah, there you go. See, we're not so stoned.
Did you watch any of it?
No, I've just watched those four episodes. I keep seeing it, and it says...
You watched four episodes of it?
Yeah.
Oh, was it any good?
Well, then that guy turned into a wolf and stuff, and I thought it was like Twilight, kind of.
They're jumping on the Twilight wagon.
I guess. Bagging?
The Twilight bagging.
That's short for bandwagon.
Yeah, it is.
The bagging.
Bagging Billins.
So we were talking last episode about the dude with the Netflix tattoo who got a year free Netflix.
Yeah.
And you've had other people selling space on eBay for money. There's a company, a real estate company in New York, who is offering all employees a 15% pay raise if they get the company's logo tattooed on their body. 15%. If you're working at a real estate company, that's a considerable amount.
Yeah.
I think.
It depends upon where you get it. Does it have to be visible?
No, it says the size and location is not specific. You can have it any size anywhere.
Oh, wow. Well, you can get
it on your butt cheek, like the Nard Dog.
Yeah. Or the tramp stamp.
Yeah, that was another old episode
I watched. Check out my real estate.
Where he was trying to get people to do stuff for points, you know.
Yeah.
I'll get something tattooed on my butt. And then they got it. So they told him he was getting something else, and they ended up getting him the Nard Dog. But anyway, this guy said... The owner of the company, or the boss, or whatever. Let me see if I can find the name of the company. Doesn't really matter. It's a real estate company. Rapid Realty in New York City. A guy called him up and said, "Hey, Anthony, I'm getting the logo tattooed on me." And so he went down to the shop and he said, "This is really cool. How can I repay you?" And a total of 40 employees came up with the idea, and they have now been inked, and they have all been rewarded with 15% pay raises. There are no restrictions on the location of the size, and the company picks up the bill for the tattoo.
And next year they'll have no jobs because they
wasted it. Exactly. And then the guy who's the boss, he said he's waiting. He's going to get his, but he just hasn't got it yet.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you figure that out. Okay, let's say 15% times 40 people.
Yeah, and say you make...
that's 600%. So you're basically, you could have hired six other people at that same salary.
And do you really think that they're going to gain that much more business by having those people tattooed?
No, because it's
been strippers or something.
I would have went like, you got to get it on your fucking forehead.
Or on your arm where people can see it all, or on your hand.
Your hand.
Yeah. We go to shake your hand, good to meet you. Oh, what's that say? Oh, real estate.
Yeah. Is that your business card? No, that's someone else's tattoo.
I worked for him, and I got 15% pay raise.
Well,
so
I work for Remax now.
Figured, what the hell? Go ahead and get a tattoo. I don't know if I'd do it.
Well, let's see. I would if it was...
Say you're making it's in New York. Say you're making $3,000 a month.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
15% is $450.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I just don't think I would do it in a spot that would
be visible.
That would pay them back.
Yeah, exactly.
In a way. So,
and
I mean,
you know,
of course I'd do it.
You know those people who hate their boss and the man and the job sucks. So I'm just gonna get it super little on my butt. So it's just gonna be taking away money from him without.
Yeah. Well, I just wouldn't. You know. I mean. I don't know. You know, it might be. For someone, you know, that has more tattoos, might be more inclined to. But for me, I don't know. If I was going to get a tattoo, that wouldn't be what I'd want.
I'd get a big old badass tattoo that just had the logo right in the middle and see if they'd pay for it all. Just like a big back piece with skulls and fucking cool metal stuff. And then right in the middle it just says, "Awesome Realty."
Yeah, it's like some little guy wearing a little hat that has the logo on it.
Yeah, hey, that's not fair. So I don't know if you saw the message, but there was a, I think it was on the, either my Facebook or the Tagcast from Adrian Bacon Farrell said he's been sick lately and that he was sorry that he hasn't been involved in the show as much. And I just wanted to give a shout out if he is... back up to snuff and listening. I hope you get well soon there, buddy.
He was hanging out, and he's been hanging out on the chat rooms and dudeschillin.com and sickdaddyradio.com. I talked to him the other day. He does seem to be doing better. He was saying it's still a little bit chilly over there in northeast Canada.
I can't remember what his ailment was, but it was something kind of amazing.
Oh, it was gout.
Or a form of gout? Oh, yeah.
It was kind of a form of gout.
Yeah.
He was eating, well, it was bacon. I told Flames yesterday, he came over, well, actually, it was last weekend, he came over, and I told him, he said that when he wasn't feeling well, I told him it could have been stress or something the other day. He said he's got this chalky taste in his mouth. And I said, well, that's probably chalky reminds me of Rolaids. So I said, well, you got to, like, get some more grease in there. Maybe you need to eat some bacon.
His mouth was kind of ashy.
Yeah, I said, you gotta ride the line between chalky taste in your mouth and gout from eating too much bacon. So you gotta have just enough, right?
Is that really why you got it, from eating too much bacon?
I don't know why you got it, but I know that eating too much pork can cause gout.
Yo, Adrian.
I don't think he had a standard form of gout, though.
Yeah, it was something else.
Yeah, it was like a related but not the standard form. I know people that get gout, and it could be diet. Diet is a lot of what causes it, I think.
Yeah, and I don't know if I broke my toe when I was younger as a teenager or whatever, but came a certain point, I think I was 14 or 15, and I realized that my big toe on my only good leg... Mm-hmm. A big toe, the knuckle in the middle, it doesn't bend. It won't bend, right? So I went to the doctor and to see what he could give me, and he said, son, you've gone too far. No, wait, that's a song. He told me I had gout, but I didn't. He said, I think it's gout. He was a real quacker.
Yeah.
He was a white duck.
That might be a symptom of gout, maybe.
Well, yeah, your toes get stiff and you can't, it's almost like
your foot swells.
Yeah.
It's painful to step on.
Yeah, it's almost like edema, where your foot, you get a water retention and your foot swells up.
I don't wear heels that often, so I don't get...
Well, my dad, he's older now, and he gets like, if it's a hot day, it's just water retention, and like if he's...
Won't sweat it out of the pores or something?
If he doesn't have his feet up, his feet will like balloon up.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Oh. But speaking of Adrian, I got this little poll I came across of Canadians based out of Toronto, and it's amazing to me how there are certain polls that are so specific, and the results are so specific that you wonder why would they even...
When somebody takes a poll... They already know the answer that they want to arrive at, and then they find the market to where they're going to get that answer.
And then they weave all these other bits into it, and it's just like, it's almost like a weird comedy bit that they thought of.
It's like a one-sided argument is a poll.
Yeah, but this has so many like weird, I just got to read it to you here. It says half of Canadians say that they don't save money monthly. But 72% say they would give up social media in exchange for $250 a month in extra savings.
Really?
If you give them $250 in a bank account, they would cancel their Facebook and their MySpace or LinkedIn or whatever you're doing, Google+.
Now, are those two questions asked together or separately?
It doesn't say, and that's the weird thing. It goes on to get even deeper.
Yeah, because if you don't put that in the frame of mind, like, I don't put anything away from retirement, but you just came up to somebody and say, hey, $250, you just got to take down all electronics, I'd probably go, fuck you.
Yeah.
But when you go, I haven't saved anything, and then now you're offering me $250, well, yeah, I'd probably better take that.
Yeah, and it says they found that many Canadians would relinquish what most consider hard to live without items or activities for a certain period of time for a hypothetical $250 a month in extra savings. Now, 78% of Canadian men and 67% of women would be willing to say goodbye to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram in exchange for those extra savings.
Now, just the three things?
Well, it just said, for example, it said all social media, and then it gave those three as examples. 67% of Canadians said they would give up trips to the hairdresser, nail salon, or shaving in return for $250 more savings each month.
Yeah, because otherwise they're spending $250 on that shit.
Now it gets deeper. 64% said they would easily turn down 3 months of entertainment, such as eating out, going to the movies, and watching sporting events for the savings, but those age 55 and older were least likely to give up entertainment. However, it gets deeper. Most were not willing to give up sex.
44% say that they would not give up 6 months of sex, but women, 37%, were far more willing to abstain than their male counterparts, 26%, for the extra $250 a month. The survey was conducted among a sample of 1,500 Canadian adults, and the survey has a margin of error of 2.5 percentage points.
Hmm.
So only
that is true.
44% would not give up 6 months of sex, so that means 56% would.
Sex ranks high on people's list of things.
Yeah, and so 63% of women are willing to give up sex for 6 months for an extra $250 a month. That's times six is $1,500. So you could pay a woman $1,500 to have sex with her once, or you could pay her $1,500 to not have sex with you for 6 months.
That is true, yeah.
Now, the guy's the opposite.
But could you pay her $15 just to be your sex slave for 6 months?
Probably. And here's my poll that I conducted in Brownsville. By the way, this is totally fake. But 58% of men were willing to give up $250 of their savings a month just so they could have sex with their wife once every 6 months. And that is a poll conducted of a married couples, the ages 35 to 72,
yeah,
in Brownsville, conducted a survey of 14 people.
I will guarantee that
margin of error is 4.8%.
Yeah, of 100% of men, heterosexual men polled on the face of the earth, all 100% would give up $250 a month to have sex with any woman anytime they wanted.
With no, like, repercussions from anyone.
Yeah.
Whether it be their boyfriend or your girlfriend or your wife or yeah, their sister's brothers.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's an honor system going on there.
Yeah. Oh, man. That reminds me of that show we talked about last week. I was telling you and Lance about that Welcome to Myrtle Manor.
Yeah.
It's a show about a trailer park in the South and just everyday life. I read a news story that said two of the members of the trailer park are recently arrested this weekend. One was a 40-something-year-old man who was arrested for having sex with a 15-year-old. Even though it was willing, it was still against the law.
Yeah. But if you can't hold a 15-year-old responsible for joining the BMG club,
yeah,
how can you hold them accountable to make a choice such as
spread them legs and have a little fun?
Yeah, with a guy in there.
See, now my stepdaughter Dakota just turned 15 and last month, and my wife is starting to think about things like, she's like, I got married when I was 16.
Well, she's realistic, you know, and she's, you know,
she's like, so that means that my daughter is basically old enough to, she goes, I can't believe, because not that she's sheltered or anything, but she's just more, she hasn't made that switch over to young adult. She still, mm-hmm, like giggles like a schoolgirl with her friends that come over from school and they just talk about dorky,
yeah,
stuff. And it's,
she has
Facebook,
fun as being
Instagram,
a kid, right?
She hasn't turned into that rebellious teenager that wants to smoke cigarettes and my mom's a bitch and fucking just leave me alone, which most kids get to, but not all of them do.
Yeah.
So Dana's like, I'm pretty stoked because at this point she goes, I was already that kid for a couple years now because her mom didn't,
sure,
really,
sure,
raise her as well
different,
as she
did.
Yeah.
Different,
so she goes like, man, I got to worry about it, but I don't because, she, I mean, she does, but.
Well, you got to be aware of the risks of having,
right,
a daughter.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And you just got to know what comes
today
with it. That's right. And yeah, then she gets mad sometimes. Of course, Dakota does. And when we don't, sure, let her do the things that she wants to do. And she'll, this is a great quote that she said. Why don't you guys just let me make my own mistakes so I can learn on my own?
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah,
it's they're expensive, expensive
yeah, they
mistakes,
can be, man. They can be.
Yeah, to the parents who are responsible for the minor, and also for the kid who's going to get in trouble or get beat up or get who knows what.
Yeah.
Raped and pillaged in the, mm-hmm, village. So yeah, there's that.
When you guys went on tour with PerpCon,
mm-hmm,
did you guys have a rider?
No, well, it wasn't created by me, and it didn't freaking help me at all. The only thing that was in our rider was a place to stay and a hot vegan meal.
What?
Yeah, I didn't find out till I was driving down the road that the other three people on the in the entourage were all vegans. Yeah,
and a hot vegan meal. They didn't even consider you. Why didn't they say like and a hamburger patty with some cheese on it?
They were like being shitty about it too, and like, oh, don't eat burgers, and we don't like the smell of the burgers. So we're getting gas at this thing, and In-N-Out Burger's like right across the parking lot, and I was like, yeah. I go, we're gonna go through the drive-thru at In-N-Out, and he's like, well, it's going to take a little while to fill up here. How about if you guys just walk over there and get your stuff, and then we'll go? Dana was pissed. He's like, so you're going to make the guy who paid the most and is driving the most and has one leg walk across the fucking parking lot in 110-degree temperature. Well, it wasn't that hot, but it was Southern California. It was hot. It was October, but it was still warm. And then complain about the smell of it when you guys are eating your fucking tofurkey and your garlic potatoes with fucking tofu in it. It's like, ugh, I don't like that stuff. And, you know,
and like that doesn't smell right.
God. And then the like their burps and just their emanating sweat and lack of deodorant because that stuff's made from animal testing or something, you know.
Now, I don't have anybody's against anybody's choice of whatever they want to eat, but is it just me or do people that are vegetarians and vegans.
They're snobbish about it.
Are they over-garlic the fuck out of everything?
Oh, well, that too.
They just put, like, whole cloves in there, like, like a little pearl fucking potato, and it's like, oh, that's just all right, just to, oh, I just got a big old mouthful of fucking garlic.
You know why they do that? Because tofu is totally tasteless and gross.
Sure, yeah.
So you got to get some salt and some pepper and some garlic in there, and then they continue to eat heavy amounts of garlic, smoke cigarettes or cloves, drink malt liquor and coffee, and then talk to you.
And then they
in a loud place where they got to get right in your face and yell their fucking stank breath at your like, dude.
And people who eat like garlic raw and stuff, I mean, they sweat, they smell like
I know, it comes out
garlic.
Their pores, man. So, hippies,
against that,
that's fine. I hope we don't lose
it. Just be aware where you're at.
Hope we don't lose any listeners, but hey, I'm not going to complain except for behind your back on a national internet show.
I'm self-aware, they should be too.
It's like if I got a hot dog or a stinky old cheeseburger, I would keep downwind from y'all so you didn't throw up your tofurkey. They had tofurkey in the fucking cooler, and it was just like after the ice all melted, and it was water, and then the package was open, and it was kind of...
Oh!
Dude, it was like tofurkey water, and I got
and
soda.
Like, you got like, your Mountain Dew in there, you got a fucking... And then you got a, it's all watery with the stuff on there, and so you take your shirt and you rub it around the ring, and then you smell like it.
And then, then you're accused of being a hippie.
And then you got to wear patchouli to cover it up. And
that was more of
a hippie.
That was the one smell I forgot that they try to overwhelm and drown all the gross stuff out with gross stuff. And then it's like gross on gross.
Yeah.
Which, wasn't that a lady song?
Patchouli, I'm not a big fan of.
Gross on gross,
Patchouli and what's that other one? Nag Champa.
So, yeah, speaking of hippies, today, dead guy birthday, hippie from the past, Sid Vicious.
Oh, yeah.
How old if he was still alive? He died.
He's a hippie?
No, I just used that for a...
Oh, well, I don't know.
I call it a fake way. It's a
How
fake segue.
How great Gary Oldman.
Oh, dude, he fucking killed in that role.
And that was like before, well before his infamy.
Yeah. Courtney Love had a small part in that movie, too.
As well.
Small part, but...
She played herself, as she does in every movie that she's in.
Oh, a Grammy or an Academy Award for playing Larry Flint's strung-out fucking slut of a wife? Well, let me get into character real quick.
You know what happened there?
No.
She used Kurt Cobain's money to pay to get that award. You know it. Because she's fucking vain like that, dude.
She is, and then she fucking shoots heroin into herself because she's a vain.
She glorifies fucking heroin, dude.
Have you seen pictures of Frances lately?
Oh, dude. I don't like seeing it. I don't like looking at her.
Why? Because she looks a little like Kurt with the eyes?
Dude, it's fucking creepy.
But she's pretty hot, though, kind
of. It's fucking creepy. Okay. Maybe that's part of it. It's because it's like...
I want to fuck
like,
Kurt Cobain.
Fucking hot. Wait a minute. You look exactly like fucking Kurt.
You're only 20. I can't look at you.
20's legal.
We were talking about that the other day, how the kids
20,
these days
Jesus.
How the kids these days are so fucking like advanced in their musical skills or their fucking acting abilities and their fucking titties and a fucking eighth grade boy with a fucking full beard.
Somebody could walk down the street, man, and you could think they'd be anywhere from 12 to 30.
Yeah. I get in trouble by myself.
I know.
I get myself in trouble. I'm driving down the road. It's a nice sunny day.
Yeah.
The skin's popping out left and right, and I'm driving across the bridge going, damn, look at those titties. Oh, wait, she's 12.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm not a pedophile. I'm not a pedophile. But fuck, she's pretty hot looking.
Especially around here, you see a lot of backpacks walking around,
oh,
if you know what I mean.
Man. School kids.
Keep your eyes down.
So today, the last celebrity birthday, the only reason I'm mentioning this guy is because I didn't know he had a real name, I guess. And I don't think you'll guess it when I tell you whose birthday it is today. Paul Hewson. Paul Hewson was born May 10th, 1960. That makes him 53 years old, and he is not married to Cher. That's your only clue. His name's not...
Eric Stoltz.
His name's not Sonny.
Eric Stoltz.
Nope.
From Mask.
Sonny and Cher.
Sonny Bono.
Bono! Bono is...
Wow.
His name is Paul Hewson. Paul, Paul David Hewson, he's 53, and he was the only rocker that fucking I didn't care enough about to ever find out if he had a real name, and I didn't think that he did. I just thought his name was...
You impressed at all by those guys?
I thought his name was Bo. No, like his first name was Bo and his last name was No. He's a venture capitalist and a humanitarian.
Oh, he is. He does a lot of things, and, you know, he's very outspoken, but you respect him musically at all.
But if you ask me musically and as a celebrity and a rock star, he's in the fag category. And I don't mean fag in a negative connotation towards homosexuals. I just mean
he's
gay. No, I just mean it's stupid. I don't like him. I remember back, and I hope you're listening, Bobby.
He's kind of douchey.
I think it was my birthday in 1987, maybe 88, when the Joshua Tree came out.
On your birthday?
It didn't come out on my birthday, but my friend Bobby Jordan's mom bought me the Joshua Tree for my birthday. I thought she knew me better than that I was like, I loved Kiss and Led Zeppelin, and I loved like Slayer and fucking Anthrax. And U2 was not really on my list, but you know, me and Bobby did take With or Without You and punked it up. I think before we had heard anybody do that, and I've heard several versions of that because it's a great four chord song that plays the box pattern.
Give yourself away, and you give, and you give.
Was that the line drawn when you finally said, Bobby, you can't sleep with your mama anymore?
Nope. She's not 39 anymore, bro. And she keeps telling me that she's 39 every birthday, and I've lost track of the first time she told me that, and now I can't have sex with her anymore.
So yeah, I forgot when we were talking about...
Wait. I didn't really have sex with your mom, Bob. Sorry. Sorry I called you Bob, because nobody calls you that. Okay, go ahead, sorry.
We were talking about writers.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
I saw a little bat. Red toilet paper?
Red toilet paper.
Now, is that so you can't tell when your ass is bleeding?
Well, not your ass.
Oh, she's on the rag, so when she pees.
I think she orders it all the time. So, like, you know, because if you're a star of Beyonce where everybody's, like, taking every bit of footage that's ever shot of you and, like, stop freezing every, like, funky thing, coloring you green, making your muscular legs look, like, nasty.
She's like, they'd probably go into my dressing room and take pictures of my toilet paper.
No, they'd probably go, like, they probably would collect and sell my tamponed, red-stained toilet paper.
Ew.
So, you know, that's what I think's going on. I think she likes to...
Okay, well, ladies wipe from the front to the back.
Uh-huh.
They get a pissy asshole. But you know what color piss is normally, right? Yellow, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yellow and red makes what? Orange.
It does.
So she would end up with some orange toilet paper. Orange Frampton.
She also likes the walls of her dressing room a fresh coat of white paint.
God damn, what a fucking hassle.
Yeah, Huff. She requires titanium straws that cost nearly $1,000 so she can use them to drink alkaline water that is precisely 70 degrees.
alkaline water? 70 degrees? That seems really warm.
Well, she also asked for hand-carved balls of ice to suck on.
Now, when I see in my mind a roll of red toilet paper, it just looks like crepe paper to me. You know that crepe paper stuff
yeah.
with streamers and shit?
It seems like it would die. Like it would, like the dye would
kill it.
Come off on your skin, right?
Yeah, and I like to get no dyes, no perfumes.
I always just think of those bright red napkins, those clear napkins.
Yeah, yeah. Just wiping your ass with red napkins. You say, Beyonce, these are a new type of toilet paper. They don't come in a roll. They come in a stack. They are medically treated with something that will help your vagina.
See, if Zappa was still around, he would write that song, Red Napkins, and it would be about that.
He'd write red toilet paper for Beyonce.
Yeah, he would. He'd be like, sitting in the back of the room.
Jay-Z's tired of the stained old toilet paper. He wants that red shit. You wipe your piss, it turns orange. Yeah.
She likes her. All the crew must wear 100% cotton only clothes.
Yeah, it's because she's black and her people used to have to pick that shit.
Did you hear Charlie Sheen's first wife had her kids taken away?
The twins?
Yeah.
I read a quick.
You know who got custody?
Emilio Estevez.
Charlie Sheen's second wife.
Denise Richards?
Yep.
Well, she's not a good mom, is she?
Yeah, she likes those kids, I guess, but she was the same, the natural fit, because she cared for those kids for a while, I guess.
Does she have no kids?
But isn't that weird if they took the kids from your first wife that you had?
And give them to your new wife.
Well, it's still your ex-wife.
Oh, yeah, because he's not, yeah. That's kind of,
you know,
totally,
that kind of went down, and I mean, that was a pretty hairy fucking public.
It's totally disassociated, so it's like, okay, I got my kids taken away, and they didn't go to their dad or his current girlfriend. They went to his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Did they have kids together? Denise,
I think they have one, maybe, or that she has one other. I think she has kids, and I don't know. I guess she's good with them. I mean, you know, you never know the story because
well, she was
not
a bit
there, but it just it's kind of a funky.
Sure, she was a bit Amanda Bynes for a while, freaking out a little bit.
She was, but she was hot in that movie. Things to do in Denver when you're dead.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Monday we
it's
talked
great
a little.
Movie, underrated.
I know. Christopher Walken, Andy Garcia. That's a great flick. And available on Netflix right now.
Whoa, instant I got to go and check that out.
Instant watch. It's in my queue. But, yeah, shit, what was we just talking about? Oh, I said on Monday we talked about something we were just now talking about. Now I can't fucking remember what
we were talking about kids being taken away from Charlie Sheen's first wife and being given to his second wife, Denise Richards, and how
yeah.
she's hot. And
oh, and Amanda Bynes, and then we talked about her on Monday. And the weird pictures of her now that she's been tweeting, I didn't recognize her, so I went to her Wikipedia page and looked at her. She was hot. She was fucking a nice-looking girl, and she started. She had her own Nickelodeon show when she was 13, called The Amanda Show.
Mm-hmm.
She was on some
She's
other
a Disney
kid shows.
Baby.
Yeah, and now then she retired from acting twice so far. She retired from acting because she said she didn't enjoy making movies, and she moved to New York to pursue fashion. And all she really does is like hang out. Yeah, and
Lindsay Lohan it up,
making a fool of herself on Twitter.
And she. It was funny, is she probably thinks of Lindsay Lohan, how Lindsay Lohan thinks of Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
What do you know? You're 27. I'm 19.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're an old washed up whore. Yeah.
Aren't you like 50? Didn't I see you on the cover of Rolling Stone like 25 years ago with mustard sprayed all over your bikini clad body? Oh, sorry for saying that out loud. I know how. You must have hated that cover, huh?
Oh, man.
Did you see it?
What?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Hans, you like Jenny McCarthy with mustard in her vagina?
She was on Singled Out. I used to watch that show sometimes.
Yeah.
Fucking trash MTV show.
Most of them are. I only like Ridiculousness. It's been pretty good lately, but
I don't get the channel, so I see it. But I know they rotate it quite a bit. I never will get to see it though.
Yeah, it's your basic. I just like it better than Tosh because there's not so much pre-written commentary that he's just reading.
Yeah.
Deer Deck just gets up there and says, "Yo, welcome to the show. We got a guest. They have
oh, it's Deer Deck.
Yeah,
okay,
it's pretty cool.
They just kind of go off the top of their head rather than
yeah.
team of writers.
He'll like have a guest on the show and say." you know, if it's Johnny Knoxville, you used to make a living basically off of getting kicked in the nuts, right? You know, so you know about it. This next clip is dedicated to you. It's called Smashed Balls or whatever. And then they show a collage of like 15 video clips where people are all getting kicked in the nuts.
And then a bunch of, oh,
and then they'll stop and he's got his little black friend, Stilo Brim, who runs the video thing. And if they see something really cool, they're like, wait, back it up, back the tape up, back it up.
That's not big though, is it?
No, but he's been on the show. Uh-huh. Stilo Brim is Sterling Brim or something, but I don't know. He's a friend, but, the one chick from, that was on Fantasy Factory, Chanel West Coast.
Uh-huh.
She's on there too. So he's got his two friends and then he has a guest. Sometimes it's a Knoxville or Bam Margera, Steve-O, Wee Man. He had a whole jackass.
Who is this
girl.
Guy?
Deerdeck?
Yeah.
He's a skater. He's a professional skateboarder who's been a professional skater since he was like 14. And so he had,
but to me, it just seems like he just hangs around and videotapes him and his buddies and somehow it becomes a
show.
Well,
because he's kind of retired from, he's still a professional skater, kind of like Tony Hawk is still a
seems
professional skater.
Seems like he's
skater.
A retired hanger outer.
Yeah, I got shows on TV now.
Yeah. They just film me doing my shit.
It's like Robin Big was just him, the skater and his bodyguard, and I didn't watch that much, but I heard it was kind of entertaining. And then they did the Fantasy Factory after he built the place. And they did that for a few seasons, and now he's got this ridiculousness where his set is actually like a huge laptop, like the stage that he stands on is the keyboard.
Well, he just built something. This is the show I'm going to do. Let's build a building for it or something, probably.
Probably,
right?
Yeah. And we're going to have a laptop, but the opened-up laptop that's 40 feet tall is the screen that he shows the videos on, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And you see some videos that you've seen before, of course, like any video show, but then I watch that fucking download or upload by Shaq, and it's just like every video I've already seen either on Tosh.0 or even America's Funniest Home Videos from fucking 4 years ago. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Tom Bergeron.
He's so behind.
My wife watches that Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
And,
man, that guy's got to be rolling. He does quite a bit of shows, doesn't he?
It's just because I hear his voice and it's so known as America's Funniest Videos and they're talking about these people dancing and it's just so funny to me that it just should be America's Funniest Dancers or something like that. But I think I totally forgot because we're just yapping away. But Hans, buddy. He's listening to Calabrese. Dude, it's Friday. You're supposed to listen to...
What was that other band? Do you remember how to pronounce that one band Jim was talking about?
It's KV... I can't remember. Kevlakatar or something. I'd have to look at the spelling. Kevlakatar. Can't believe I didn't even listen to Wednesday's show yet.
Kevlakatar.
Kevlakatar or something. But yeah, Calabrese is spelled, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, Calabrese. Hey, Google boy.
Did you just,
Google boy, over there in the corner. Google that.
I thought you were just singing Be Aggressive by Faith No More.
Calabrese. Calabrese. He's listening to the Traveling Vampire Show by Calabrese. The Traveling Vampire Show.
Oh,
Hans, it's Friday. You're supposed to fucking be listening to, like, Sepultura Roots.
It's sunny out, kind of. You know, it's not
really some clouds,
vampire.
Some clouds rolled in through the week, but...
You know, there's no vampires. Maybe that's why he's listening to it, because it knows he can't attract vampires when it's sunny out.
That's right. That's right.
You know, that's just a myth. You know, they actually enjoy the daytime. They can't be out at night.
Really?
Hmm?
How'd you find that out?
Well, it just makes sense. They created the myth that they like that they can't be seen in the sun.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was almost 85 today, Friday the 10th. Oh. That's what they're telling me anyway.
Have you ever eaten any hippo meat?
No. Why would I?
I don't know, but...
Is that something that people do?
I don't think so, but this guy in Zambia...
is that close to Zanzibar?
Yeah, he was a tourist guide, and he was out there paddling on a river in Zambia years ago, and he seemed to be trapped in something slimy. A terrible sulfurous smell like rotten eggs and a tremendous pressure against my chest. It was only then I realized I was underwater, trapped up to my waist in a hippo's mouth.
Nice.
The hippo chomped into him with his huge teeth, leaving 40 puncture wounds, throwing me into the air and catching me again, shaking me like a dog with a doll. He dragged me down to the bottom of the river. He thought he would die, but the hippo spat him out, and another guide was able to grab him and paddle him. 2 years later, he went down the same stretch leading another expedition.
Yeah.
And a huge hippo lurched out of the water next to his canoe, and he said, I would bet my life that it was the same hippo.
That's like Happy Madison or Happy Gilmore with that alligator, huh?
Yeah.
Ate his foot off. So why did you ask me if I would eat?
Well, if you had eaten hippo meat and this hippo had eaten man meat.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that after the two incidents, he just exclusively ate hippo meat for revenge.
No. Hippo meat.
I brought my guitar today. You got any songs you want to sing? Oh, yeah, I forgot to finish my segment there. Listening to, actually, me and Dustin were listening to it in the car, and I don't believe you'd heard it before. It was Queens of the Stone Age, Unplugged and Paralyzed. It was a concert from either Belgium or Berlin. I get those two confused because they have a B and an E.
I did a show, Unplugged and Paralyzed, I would just stand there the whole time.
I know.
I would really play up the paralyzed part.
Would you just move your lips or talk or sing? Or what if you were just paralyzed from the waist down? Like Hans. That's why Hans, he's in a wheelchair now, you guys. I don't know if anybody's seen Griefhammer lately, but he...
Really?
He does shows in a wheelchair.
What if he got a wheelchair, but the back looked like the back of a coffin? So it looked like he was rolling himself around in a half a coffin on a wheelchair.
Like a director's chair.
Really?
Yeah, it says Hans Jochumsen across the back.
Uh-huh.
And then he's... I don't know. Hans, get up, dude.
Get up!
I showed someone a video that hadn't seen us ever before, and that's the first thing they said. Why is your guitarist sitting down? I said, I don't know, because I am. He thinks he needs to or something.
All right, can you do me a diddy get up, Hans?
Diddy, diddy, get up, Hans. Oh, how about this? Hans, quit sitting in the chair while you're playing, cause I'm sick of you sitting around. I am the drummer and I'm supposed to sit down. Everyone thinks you're a clown. That's all I got.
I think
his hair grows so long.
Wait a minute.
That
is
his back
down to
does this
you,
boil
that
down?
You think you should be,
you think well, go ahead,
you should you, you think you should be the only one sitting down as the drummer?
Yeah, I got one leg, man.
All right. Yeah.
Lance, keep standing up, buddy.
You know, though, even when you played guitar, you know.
One leg, I would still stand.
Yeah, you would.
I had a stump stool.
That's fine, though.
He's got a fucking rump chair. It's just a chair to rest my rump on. And they're like, oh, is that Jeff Baxter, also known as Skunk Jeff Baxter?
Missile Commander?
No, it's not, as a matter of fact. That's Jeff Healy. He's blind.
Is this Skunk Baxter the guy that works for the military?
Yeah, he used to be a Doobie Brother and a Steely Dan.
See, I didn't know he was so much a Doobie. There's been a lot of people with Doobies because old Michael McDonald's is with the McDoobies. Not the Michael McDonald from
the
McDoobies show.
The McDoobies.
But he was with the McDoobies, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He was a big part like after their first little wave of their weird kind of... Not weird, but their initial stuff was like, you know, that song that you hate telling you to listen to the music that you're already listening to.
I actually don't mind that one.
Well, then.
That fucking kills me, though.
China
fucking,
Grove?
Yes. Dude.
Okay. There's a man, Mama Tama. Whoa. China Grove.
Was that after they lost it? I don't know their whole timeline.
No, that was early. That was when they were just getting it. You know, that was before Michael
McDonald.
Tone.
I guess it's all played out.
So, like, back in the day, me and my good buddy Bobby Jordan, who's getting a lot of airplay today. Bobby, I need a new vowel movements because I'm constipated.
Come on, Bobby.
Please give me some vowel movements, Bobby.
Yeah.
What's the other guy's name? Danny. We call him Danny Bobby.
From the secretions, Danny Secretion.
And the Moans.
Mm-hmm.
He's been playing with the Moans a lot lately.
Oh, the Ramones cover band?
Kinda, yeah. And let's see, what was I going to say? Oh, me and my friend Bobby, we used to like make Weird Al Yankovic versions like every kid's did to songs, and we'd change them, and we really liked Portland Wrestling, and one of his favorite bad guys, who was a good guy but jumped the fence, was Buddy Rose.
Oh, yeah. Playboy Buddy Rose.
So, can you imagine the number one hit single by the Doobie Brothers called Buddy Rose? Whoa! So the first verse, I'll probably only be able to remember.
You know what's funny though is his nickname, and I saw Buddy Rose wrestle a few times.
Playboy,
I'll say, and what they called him from the crowd was Whale on the Beach.
Yeah, he was a beast whale.
Whale on the Beach.
And so the first line of the verse was, "There's a man in the squared circle." Whoa, whoa. I can't remember, but and it went on and on.
Boy,
I was like,
"Hey, boy, Buddy Rose."
So yeah, Bobby, I need you to flesh that out, Dan and Bobby, and put up a China Grove, aka Buddy Rose. Whoa, he butt. Oh yeah, that's what it was. His butt, buddy's Rip Oliver. That was one of the last.
Yeah,
his butt buddy was Rip Oliver, mm-hmm. But we said Oliver. Whoa, Buddy Rose.
That's funny.
That is funny shit. So yeah, Bobby, Danny Bobby, we need some bowel movements. My butt's plugged. It's got a bung in it.
Yeah.
See, what else I got? Oh, you know, I was reading, got a lot of friends that are having babies and whatnot, and you were saying the other day that Sophia was like the number one name in some squared circles.
Yeah, and in, I think it's Hungary, the top five girl's name is Ragnarok.
Dude, that's a death metal guy.
Is
that's
it?
Like a Satan-worshipping Norwegian black metal guy.
Well, I don't know if that's right, but I'll just look it up.
No, Ragnarok, dude. Seriously.
All right, I'll look it up. I got it right here on the quick thing, but go ahead with what
okay,
you got real quick.
New Zealand officials released the country's list of banned baby names, including Lucifer, which had been requested six times since 2001.
They have to request baby names.
Yeah, so when you name your baby, you have to get it approved by this registrar.
You got to fill out a form, and if not, they just throw your baby away.
So check out some of these. Yeah, exactly. You can't find a name, he's dead. Okay. The last 12 years have seen six failed requests for the name Lucifer, as well as 62 rejections for Justice, 31 failed requests for King, 28 rejected requests for Princess, 27 failed requests for Price, and 25 rejections for Princess. Oh, wait, I'm reading the same line twice. Rejections for Royal, and this was reported by CNN. Other names on the registrar's banned list include Duke, Major, Bishop, Majesty, Knight, Lady, Messiah, Christ, Lord, and Rogue. Officials also received one request for the name Anal, which was also rejected.
That's wrong.
The registrar...
That's just wrong to do to your kid.
Anal Smith. The registrar...
His last name was Butt.
Oh, yeah.
Or Six.
Anal Six. they also they banned the use of brackets around middle names, which was requested four times. And they also banned a backslash between names.
We have less strict laws on vanity license plates.
Oh, yeah, I know. This says you can't have anything considered offensive to a reasonable person. And it must not be unreasonably long and must not resemble an official title or a rank, such as king.
Now, one guy ruined it for everybody, that guy with
15 names. Yeah.
15 names.
Yeah, so.
Ricky Ticky Timbo, No Saw Rimbo.
Dude, who remembers that story? I told a story a few weeks ago about the fucking lady that worked in the library at my school, how she was such a good storyteller.
Uh-huh.
And she used to tell the story of Peter the Wolf.
Yeah,
Peter and the
and
Wolf.
Ricky Ticky Timbo, No Saw Rimbo, Very Cherry.
I can't remember the whole name, but it was so long.
Blimpkin?
His brother was trapped in the well.
Yeah, dude.
And he couldn't say his name.
Mm-hmm.
And then how cool was he then? Because he had the longest name. He suffered. A little child in the well story.
Yeah.
Ricky Ticky Timbo, No Saw Rimbo.
Yeah, his brother couldn't get it out to save him. What's going on? Ricky Ticky Timbo, No Saw.
You figure if his name started with Ricky Ticky Timbo and he said that much, probably know. Oh, but he didn't get to the end to say, has fallen down the well.
That was a classic book. I actually, about 3 months ago, I looked that book up on Wikipedia and read the whole story.
I wonder if I can find it on Kindle.
The back.
In Amazon.
I don't know. I think I looked it up or something. It might be on there.
As a kid, it's fun to hear someone read that because it rhymes and
it's
like a little song.
And, well, the goofy pictures.
And don't you think that they
stereotypical
could... Stereotypical. Think you could just call him Ricky?
Yeah.
Oh, they were all Chinese, slant-eyed Chinese-looking people with those Chinese hats on.
Yeah.
You can't get away with that these days.
You can't.
It's a total racist book.
Yeah. All right. Like Hungarian names in 2011.
Hit me.
Dude, that was a classic. Yeah, did they turn that down, that name, though? Ricky Ticky Timbo.
Well, if that was all, as long as you didn't have a backslash or a bracket. They'd been requested 8 times for a backslash. Terry slash Guile. That way I can have my actual name for my URL.
Yeah, when is people's first name is going to be HTTP colon? Yeah.
Oh, they said they're expecting slash, this slash. Year to have a lot of kids named Kindle and Twitter this year.
Kindle for a boy or a girl?
Well, there's a lot of Kindles with a K-E-N-D-A-L-L for girls, but I think Kindle, K-I-N-D-L-E.
Is that, would you be...
You'd name your flaming faggot kid Kindle.
Would you name, you're naming a kid after electronics device.
Come here, iPod.
Yeah, exactly.
iPod.
Thing, I'm sure.
Oh, iPhone. Quit fighting with your iPod sister. iTunes.
iPod has got to be a name out there.
iTunes.
Sanyo. Philips.
Sony. I knew a girl named Sony, actually.
Did you know a girl named Philips?
I knew a guy named Philip Goldings.
Here it is. It's the top 5 girl names in Hungary in 2011. Hannah.
Montana.
Anna.
Montana.
Jasmine.
Paz.
Nora. Boglarka.
Boglarka.
And then Zofia with a Z in front.
Whoa.
Lily.
So.
Reka. Dora. Luca.
Hello.
Victoria.
My name is Luca.
Yes.
Remember that song?
Yeah, I know. That's what it always reminds me of.
Do you remember? My name's not Lisa.
And then Balaz is the 6th most popular boy's name.
Oh, for a boy.
Balaz.
How many? Hey, Balaz.
Balaz.
We'll just
that's
call
what it is with the Z in the half.
Yeah, your friends ain't going to call you that. Don't worry. Ball ass. Dude, get to school and you better haul ass, ball ass. That's terrible. That's mean.
Shut up, gallblarka.
Gallbladder. Come here. I named my kid Sid Bono.
Dude, kids are cruel.
The grown-ups are the cruel ones.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Come here, Facebook. Amazon, quit fighting with your sister, sick daddy.
Come here, clown face, Von Twitter fuck.
Von fuckstick.
Yeah, that's what it was, Von fuckstick.
Hey.
That was so fucking bold to say that on fucking...
Did they blip him?
I think they bleeped him, but it was in bold letters right underneath his name. It said Von...
Blippenstan.
No, it said F asterisk asterisk K stick. And then it was up there for quite a while as he made his joke about, I hope that goes around Twitter. And then it
awesome.
Did.
Awesome. He knew it was going to. Oh, man. It's still warm, you guys. It's been an unseasonably warm week. Sun all week. It was awesome. You guys should get out and do something cool this weekend. Don't forget to stick around for the plugs after the show. Also, visit our website, tagcastpodcast.com, if that's not where you're listening right now. Or if you want to listen to some classic episodes, you can go to dudeschillin.com. It's basically a comedy radio station 24/7. Got Sick Daddy Radio rolling 24/7 as well, right?
Yeah.
Music from the Northwest and beyond, but mostly in the Northwest.
Oh, yeah.
Unsigned bands.
We had up to 8 listeners at one point the other day when we were on it.
Sweet.
Yeah, right. It was about 2 hours before the scheduled chat room launch.
Yeah.
And then by the time there was me. By the time the show actually started, I was like, what the hell?
You guys aren't listening now. This is when you need to be listening.
Cool. It's fun. There's a chat room on there. People can go there.
Yeah, and don't forget, we haven't mentioned this for a while, but we still got the VFMF.org. Yep. Go check that out if you got a child between the ages of 10 and 17, or if you are a child between the ages of 10 and... Even if you're an adult between the ages of 10 and 17, you could possibly win... Not win, but be gifted some musical instruments.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to see Iron Man 3?
No, but I know a friend that did. Went to the one of the only drive-ins left in town. Or not in town, but in the state. By Malala. Joe Benson, singer from Spawn, went and saw it and that new Oz movie together. But I heard that it was a box office killer.
Oh, man. Yeah, it blew.
And then I read that Robert Downey
Jr.
claimed that he made, with his bonuses, in his original salary and all the box office bonuses, he cleared over $50 million for that movie.
Oh, I bet. It was $175 in the U.S. alone on an open, which is it's number two of all time, falling behind the Avengers, which was $207 million in opening weekend. That's huge, man. Spider-Man was like not even 50, right?
I don't think so.
Like the first one.
Yeah.
And Titanic and all that kind of shit. And globally, the weekend, $680 million.
God dang.
And it dethroned the last Harry Potter movie. So they made
awesome.
175. Number two made 7.6 million.
And this is based from Stan Lee Marvel Comics, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah. Have you seen any of them?
No.
I saw the first one. It's not bad. That's kind of, you know, I mean, he isn't your standard superhero, you know.
Right.
Iron Man, because he's already a rich guy.
Yeah, I don't know the whole, I don't know anything about Iron Man as far
it's
as
Tony
like.
Tony Stark.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that.
Eccentric millionaire. He doesn't really, I don't know if he does it just for like, he's not like Superman where he just has to be, he's not doing it all just to be good and save the world or whatever.
He's doing it because it really matters to him?
No, he kind of, I don't know. He drinks a lot. He's not like,
well, that's
know,
a stretch for Robert Downey Jr.
Exactly.
All right. Well, shit, you guys, I think we're going to wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening. It's Friday. And like I said, get out and do something. We've got some plugs coming up afterwards.
Stick a red napkin in it.
Yeah, stick a red toilet paper up your ass and see if it's brown when it comes out. My friend and former bandmate Phil Golding is playing with the guy I just mentioned that went to Iron Man, Joe Benson, with Spawn out of Portland, a death metal band, and they're going to be playing a show up in Portland. I don't have the date with me right now, but it will be in the plugs later. They're going to be opening for a Portland-based Slayer tribute band. I'm sure it will be dedicated to Jeff Hanneman.
That one we saw that one time?
No, it's a different one. It's Live and Dead featuring Jimmy Littlefield on the drums, who used to play with Body Bag back in the day.
And, Body Bag on Sick Daddy Radio.
That's right. Fuck yeah, check out Body Bag. I love those guys. So yeah, their drummer, Jimmy Littlefield, will be playing. And the bass player from Everclear is the Tom Araya guy.
What?
Yeah, and he does a great job too. And one of the guitarists from Maiden Northwest.
He does a great job dancing around on the beach in front of in Santa Monica.
One of the guitarists from Maiden Northwest is actually in this Slayer band as well. So.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, so it should be a good show.
Those guys are good people.
I think it's coming up this month in a week or two, but we'll have the exact date coming up in the plugs after the show. So I guess that'll be it. We'll be getting
plug it up
here.
Your butt.
Oh, shit. I'm going to start that over because that wasn't even the right button to push. Damn you, Gatch. Why'd you make me do that?
I'm just like that.
He's just like that.
I'm dyslexic. I'm dyslexic, actually. The D is silent. Hit up, Floyd.
Slayer riding up in a fucking paint store. He's so fucking busy we don't see him anymore. But we still want to have you on the show. If you get a free day, you should really go. All right, Floyd, that was for you.
It was
Busted a Freestyle. A really bad sounding solo. We'll see you guys on Monday. Thanks for listening. We love you all.
Rock on.
And good night. Oh, wait. Fucktacular. 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 Hello, all you taggots. Welcome to the plug section of the show. It's where I tell you what to do, and then you do it if you want. Plenty of stuff going on as far as comedy and heavy metal and rock shows coming up in the Northwest area. May 9th, we got Jay and Silent Bob at the classic historical Baghdad Theater in Portland. Then the next night, May 10th, comedy at the Baghdad with your host, Tristan Spillman, featuring comedy from Jason Goad, Brendan Kelly, Aaron McSmith, Xander DeVoe, Sean Jordan, and Paul Barak. Starts at 10 o'clock. It's 21 and over, and it's $5 at the door. May 11th, 30-pound test at Cloud and Kelly's in Corvallis. That's 126 First, downtown Corvallis. I believe it's $5. Also 21 and over. May 16th, Usnia, Ninth Moon Black, and Dirt Clod Fight in Eugene at Lucky's. That's a Saturday night. It's going to be a great show. May 17th, also at the Baghdad Theater, David Alan Greer from Living Color fame. Funny fellow. Go check him out. May 18th, Tormentium, Panzer God, Dead Conspiracy, and Infernus. Plenty of good black metal and heavy metal there at Rauchur in Portland. Also that night, if you'd rather, you go to the Wonder Ballroom for Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Immolation, Cretan, Beyond Creation, and Magruder Grind. I just like saying Magruder Grind. Wonder Ballroom, check online for tickets. I will probably be at that show if I have my way. May 24th at the Baghdad Theater, it's the Whiskey Tango Improv Group up there with Tristan Spillman on a Friday night. May 28th, Bolt Thrower Benediction and Hellshock at the Star Theater in Portland. And then if that's not your cup of tea, you could maybe go have some cake at the Doug Fir Lounge. That will also be the 28th. May 31st, another show with Usnia, this time featuring Norska, Bastard Feast, and Bellwitch at the Ash Street Saloon. That's on 2nd in Portland, Oregon. Also May 31st, Fear Factory, Hate Eternal, Cobra, and The Lotus at Hawthorne Theater. Lots of good shows coming up. Same nights, you know, you got to choose what you're going to do. June 1st, Lamb of God with Decapitated and Terror at the Roseland Theater. June 4th, Intronaut, Scale the Summit, and Earth to Ashes at the Hawthorne Theater. Alvin Palooza 2 is coming to the Riverside Community Center here in Albany on June 8th. That's for a great cause. It's a scholarship that goes to youngsters to help them with their schooling. And it's in the name of a young lady that passed away from the area. That'll be Strange Dichotomy, The Milestoners, Apophis Theory, Bikini, American Roulette, and Ed to Shred. I think it's like $10. You can check on Facebook for that. June 8th, World of Lies, Necryptic, and Damage Overdose at Katie O'Brien's in Portland. June 13th, Tracy Morgan at the Newmark Theater in Portland. Pauly Shore is going to be at the Wow Hall on June 20th. June 21st, Leonard Skinner at Sleep Country Amphitheater with Bad Company. And then the one I was going to tell you about that I almost forgot, May 17th, up in Portland. It's a Slayer tribute band called Live Undead. They will probably be dedicating the show entirely to fallen hero Jeff Hanneman. It's going to be a Saturday night. And I am forgetting, the Analog Cafe is what it's called. It's 720 Southeast Hawthorne. Spawn will be playing as well, and The Suppression. So go check that out. Tons of good stuff for you guys to go do. You go to TagCastPodcast.com.